Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
You know, the last thing you need when you're retired is to get blindsided by some big financial surprise. Unfortunately, we hear of this happening all the time. It's underestimating how much you're going to pay in taxes in retirement. Then you get a giant bill of unexpected health care costs. It could be overlooking inflation over a 20-year period in retirement or a number of other things. Well, nobody wants to get sucker punched with a huge expense at this stage of the game, but it can be one that you can really never recover from. So we have good news for you here today because we want to get you armed so that doesn't happen to you. Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Pete Benson. I'm here with Ben Christie today. And we're going to talk today about how to avoid that financial disaster in your retirement.
Absolutely. Avoiding the financial disaster, because we know that retiring successfully, folks, it's more than achieving some magic number out there. And of course, you know this, there's a lot more moving parts when it comes to retirement, particularly these days. And if you or your advisor overlook or even underestimate anything, unfortunately, that can come with some significant financial consequences for your retirement savings. So the big question is, how do you ensure that all your bases are covered? I mean, how can you be confident in your retirement game plan? That's really what it's all about. And so coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about seven common blind spots that could needlessly steal your retirement. Things like why you could get hit with a higher than expected tax in retirement. The critical mistake that cost 96% of Americans six figures in their Social Security income. Plus, some of the biggest expenses in retirement you'll face, and a few ideas and options you may want to consider that will help make sure that these are addressed in your retirement game plan, because you're going to be better off to make sure you're getting ahead of these things. You don't want to be reactive. You want to be proactive and get in front of that. So the first blind spot this morning, if you're a frequent listener to the show, we love you. We appreciate you. And you're probably going to go, oh, those boys are talking at it again. And of course, that is Social Security. Because Pete, when it comes to filing for Social Security, it's so complicated. And that's why it is our first retirement blind spot we're talking about this morning.
Yeah, so if you are that frequent listener, thank you, first of all. But yeah, you know, they tell me, Ben, I can't remember how many times it is, how many times you have to be reminded of something before all of a sudden you know.
Well, there's the national average, and then there's how many times do I have to be reminded
exactly.
of something, right?
You know, it's kind of like you're in church and you hear the same verse that you've heard like for the last 50 years.
Yeah.
And it seems like you've heard it so many times, but today all of a sudden it hits you.
It makes
you,
sense, like, right?
Hey, where have I been all this time?
That's right.
Well, that's the same here. Yeah. So filing for Social Security, it's much more complicated than you know. And getting that right is so important. So if you're at an age and a stage where that's coming up in the next year or two or three or four, you really need to figure this thing out, because I get questions on this all the time. Every single week we get questions about that, just even this very week. Had a question or two already. So not knowing how and when to claim those Social Security benefits could cost you tens of thousands of dollars a year, and over a retirement lifetime, that could be into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. So again, they say, according to Forbes, elderly poverty could be cut in half if all retirees actually claim their Social Security at the right time.
That
so
is impressive.
Is there a good reason why we talk about this every week? You want to
That's
bet your life there is.
There.
Because, you know, I was talking to a couple just this past week, and an extra $500 to $600 in their budget in retirement would really give them the peace of mind and the confidence that, hey, we got a little bit of a cushion there.
Yeah.
How could they get that? Well, sometimes the way you take your Social Security as a couple, we're able to add $600 to $800 a month, and that can be significant. So again, making sure that you're taking it at the right time, and that you set yourself up so that your Social Security is as tax efficient as it possibly can be. And that's like adding more dollars to your check.
Yeah, it's a double win there. And it's like you said, but it's so complicated. It almost feels like you kind of need a degree just in Social Security to understand all these benefits. I know we talk about that a lot, but it's such a big decision. And that's why we continue to come back around to this week after week. Because it could, like you said, Pete, it can seriously increase. And it's why we talk about an income plan. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got a financial house, and the income plan is the foundation, the cornerstone of that income plan is Social Security. That's how important this is. And, you know, there's a kind of a, almost a common myth out there that says you want to win with Social Security, you wait until you're 70. Mm-hmm. And the reason this is so complicated is because for some folks, that is exactly right. That is going to be the best game plan for you. But it's not the right game plan for everyone. And that's what makes Social Security so hard. You know, Pete, you used this example here a couple of weeks ago, and I remember this, but you basically compared Social Security to the old Rubik's Cube of the 1980s. And I certainly could never figure those out. You know, I end up taking off the stickers and putting them on one side just to show, hey, I got it, you know. But that's what Social Security feels like. It is such a mix because there's so many variables. There's so many factors. And it's so critical that you get this important. In fact, we talk about baby boomers in particular, right? Mm. They're the ones that really need to get this right. And they're kind of the second wave here of generations that are looking at this. And saw this earlier this week from the Nationwide Retirement Institute survey, but they said that 3 out of 4 baby boomers, get this, said they would switch to a financial professional who could help them maximize their Social Security benefits. That's how important Social Security is to your retirement game plan.
Yeah, and I was reading something just recently that talked about how few people going into retirement and taking their Social Security, if it's a couple, understand really how to get the lower earning younger spouse to be able to get that spousal benefit off the other. It's like free money.
Yeah.
So if they're going to get $500 to $600 a month normally, if you don't take it the right way, let's say, what if that could jump up to $1,200 a month because of just the way this is a really financial term, jerry-rigged, okay? Just the way you jerry-rigged when to take Social Security for the top earner and maybe the older person, and maybe even them delaying a year or two so that the other spouse would be able to get that spousal, that can be huge. And so again, we're talking about the ability to add $400 to $600, sometimes even $1,000 a month over your retirement to your household income. Again, folks, these things can be significant in just, you know, setting up your whole retirement income plan. So don't just decide to do it on your own if there's help out there. And we'd love the opportunity.
Well, like you said, Pete, three out of four boomers said they would switch financial advisors. Mm-hmm. In order to find someone who could help them maximize Social Security. And what that says to me is there's a lot of people that are understanding now how important Social Security is. So I feel like we've come a long way because, you know, it feels like 5-10 years ago, it wasn't that big of a deal. People were just kind of throwing out there and going, yeah, I'll file when I file. So we've come a long way.
And it's because of the questions that people have that we address this so often.
Yes.
Because so many people are like, I wish that I knew that there was help out there. Mm-hmm. Well, according to CNBC, deciding when to claim Social Security is one of the most important financial decisions you'll ever make in your entire lifetime. And it's for good reason, because of the difference between your best and worst case scenario could literally be hundreds of thousands of dollars over the period of your retirement. So that's why we want to make an offer again today. We want to show you how you could get even more income. Now, all you think is, I got to work harder, work harder, work harder. What about smarter, smarter, smarter? We want you to do that when we help you build a customized Social Security analysis. And this analysis won't cost you a dime of money, just a little bit of time.
Just a little time. No money there. And again, this free Social Security analysis, you're going to learn the optimal time to get even more income when you file for Social Security. You're going to learn how you could reduce paying taxes on, we've talked about this a lot, on up to 85% of your benefits. You're going to learn how you could prevent this Social Security decision, your Social Security decision, from doubling your Medicare premiums. Again, this is there's kind of that we call the domino effect there. Plus, you'll also be able to review to see, are you eligible for any other benefits out there that could mean additional money in your pocket? Now, The question is, who's appropriate for this analysis? Well, if you've not yet filed for Social Security and you've saved at least $250,000, we're talking to you this morning. So give us a call again and ask to schedule your free Social Security analysis. The number this morning, 615-619-1615. Again, that number, 615-619-1615. We don't want you to risk losing, like Pete said, what could be hundreds of thousands of dollars in benefits over your lifetime that really are rightfully yours. So schedule this morning time to come in, review your free Social Security analysis. 615-619-1615. Again, that number, 615-619-1615.
Well, folks, quick time out, but don't go anywhere because when we come back, we're going to talk about how people could unknowingly trigger an avalanche of taxes when they withdraw money from their IRA or 401k, and you don't want to do that, so stick around. We'll be right back.
Now back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you have a question for Pete or John, call 615-619-1615. 615-619-1615. So the last thing you need when you're retired is to get blindsided by some big financial surprise, whether it's a massive bill from unexpected health issue, or say you're hit with these higher than expected taxes, or a major event that triggers a sudden drop in, say, the stock market. Again, nobody wants to get sucker punched with a huge expense, particularly at this stage in the game, because you may not be able to recover if you do recover. And so no one wants to be in that boat. And that's what we're addressing this morning. Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Ben Christie here with Pete Benson, wishing John Maxson a kudos time on his vacation this morning. And today, Pete and I are talking about seven common blind spots that could, unfortunately and needlessly, steal your retirement. So coming up in this segment, we're going to talk about how you could trigger higher than expected taxes with your IRA and your 401k when it comes to retirement. Plus, why required minimum distributions, the RMD word, are referred to as the IRS version of weapons of mass destruction. That's a very powerful term there. And of course, the first spot that we talked about was Social Security. Second, Pete, is taxes.
Yeah.
And we want to talk about how you could trigger higher taxes when you withdraw money from those tax-deferred accounts. Again, not tax-free, those tax-deferred accounts that we're all putting money into, your traditional IRA, your 401ks.
Yeah.
Big deal here.
I'll tell you, this is a blind spot, and people are just waking up to it. You see, it was just a few years ago, Ben, that the first baby boomer turned required minimum distribution age. And all of a sudden, all those years of deferring and building and watching that account continue to compound was a beautiful sight. And now all of a sudden they've got to unwind that thing. And as they unwind it and begin to take money out, sometimes 2 to 3 times as much is required than what they really need. Now all of a sudden there's like this domino effect of all these taxes and things that they're going to pay higher taxes on their Social Security because of that and so on. They're realizing that sometimes if you have $500,000 in a 401k, maybe only $350,000 of that is your money to spend. And so you kind of thought, well, I never thought I'd have $500,000 bucks. Mm. But, well, guess what?
Yeah, you don't. Unfortunately, you still don't.
Yeah, you still don't. And if it's $1 million, you know, $600,000 could only be yours. I mean, that's still a good amount of money, but it's not $1 million. So accounting for those taxes and putting a plan together. You know, the Social Security analysis, Ben, is really for those that are really close to Social Security. But as far as this kind of planning, shoot, if you're in your 40s, early 50s,
never too early here.
You are the perfect candidate for us in this. But if you're already into your early 70s, it doesn't mean you're too late. But actually, the earlier you put a plan together so that when you withdraw money, you are in your strongest position there, that would be a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the good thing when it comes to taxes is taxes right now, it's on everyone's mind. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking, you know, we've got new administration coming in, talking tax hikes. Everyone's kind of worried about that. And then, of course, you've got the April 15th deadline coming up. So everyone's looking at their making sure that they've got their tax preparation done. And we believe, like many experts out there, that taxes could basically skyrocket over the next couple of years. And, you know, that's at a time, and you mentioned we have these baby boomers now retiring, And these higher taxes could hit just as these tens of millions of baby boomers are retiring, which, like you said, Pete, I'll just reiterate, it could take a huge chunk mm-hmm. of their retirement savings. So taking advantage of, like we talk about a lot, what we call these defensive tax planning strategies before you retire. And like you said, you're in your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, all optimum times to come in and get a strategy in place because you will reap the reward of that. Mm-hmm. And you want to take time to be able to reap the reward of that because that could mean less money you pay to the IRS. And so where does that money go? It stays in your pocket. That's a beautiful thing.
It is. And you know, almost everybody is paying attention when it goes in and they have a really good strategy, Ben. I talk to people all the time. I'm like, man, how did you build up this kind of money? Well, you know, I just always said, take this amount of my money out of my check and they're going to match X amount. And I never missed it. And so I just got into the habit and I dollar cost averaged and I made sure that I was selecting funds that had really good performance. So they'd actually put time into this during their working year to make sure that they had a really good amount. But if you talk to people about, well, how much time have you put into how again to unwind that and the sequence of withdrawals and how to make that to your advantage when you're pulling the money out, which by the way, could be for a 20 to 25 year period for many, many people. That's a long period of time. I mean, some people have only worked 30 years and then they might be retired for 30 years. And so you need a strategy for that block of time, which is so critical because what are you on in retirement? You're on a fixed income. So you need for your money to be very tax efficient. And you know, making sure that because they keep changing the rules, Ben, it used to be this weird age called 70 and a half that you had to take these required minimum distributions. Well, as if that wasn't weird enough, they changed it to 72. I get more questions from people all the time. What's the rule now? What am I supposed to take? Do I take it the year that I'm 72? Do I take it the year after I'm 72? Yeah, you got to take it by April the 1st of the next year, and you got to do this, and you got to do that. And oh, by the way, if you don't do it right, Ben, and a lot of people don't do it right, they're going to pay a 50% penalty. So if they're supposed to take $20,000 out, the penalty to not do that correctly is $10,000 that they just lost that goes to Uncle Sam because of that. So again, knowing these rules and what to do, how to do it, making it to your advantage, making sure that the money is tax efficient, that's huge.
You went right into blind spot number three, and that's RMDs. I mean, these are a big deal when it comes to these tax deferred because, you like you said, you can make one little mistake on these and pay essentially what I believe is one of the highest penalty rates out there of 50% on this stuff.
Yeah, it really is. And again, RMDs, a lot of people don't even know that what they are. But like you said, they're like weapons of mass destruction.
That's right.
You have to take that money. I've got a client that last year, thankfully, she got a reprieve because they didn't make people take their RMD.
Yeah.
But this lady has to take out about 100 grand a year in RMDs, and she doesn't need any of it. Mm. And so think about what that does to your overall tax burden. And now all of a sudden you're taking it out of investments that are making really good money, putting it in your checking account.
Yeah.
Well, giving 40% to Uncle Sam, maybe,
right.
and then the rest in your checking account into a low save. So you've got to have a plan for that, folks. You've got to have a plan. Many people don't realize it. But taxes are lower than today than they've been for decades and maybe ever will be again. And so many tax experts and economists they're heeding the warnings now and they're telling you could see a massive tax increase because we've got to pay these trillions of dollars in economic stimulus and skyrocketing national debt. These tax increases could be just around the corner. And that's why we here at Beacon, we do want to make you this very serious offer just for the listeners here today about how you can reduce or in some cases even eliminate certain taxes in your retirement with our retirement tax analysis. Let me explain how that works. Retirement tax analysis. When we get some basic information from you, then we use our CPA, our tax planning professional expert here, along with the advisors, and we determine for you some tax saving strategies that are best suited for your specific situation. Then we sit down after that And we share those strategies with you to make sure you understand how they're going to benefit.
Absolutely. And the beautiful part here, folks, is that you can see exactly how much money you can save. That's not something that we withhold from you. That, again, it's all included in this free analysis. And we're not talking about some simple deductions that may save you a few bucks. Those are great. You need to work those through with your CPA every year. Make sure you're taking full advantage of the rules and you're filing that correctly. We're talking about defensive tax saving strategies here that could add up to thousands of dollars, if not more. Now, again, this customized analysis, it's free, no obligation, no strings attached. And we're doing this for people who are listening to the show today. So now we typically work with families who have saved $500,000 to several millions of dollars. But for the purpose of this offer, if you've saved $250,000 for retirement, call this morning to schedule time to get your free analysis. That number, 615-619-1615. We're talking about this. We talk about taxes a lot because there is a window of opportunity. And that window of opportunity, we don't know how long it's going to be available. So we want you to take advantage of these tax planning strategies now. So don't wait. Give us a call this morning. Again, that number is 615-619-1615. Again, 615-619-1615.
Well, we do need to take a quick break here, but don't go anywhere because how retiring during a downturn in the stock market or bear market could leave you with two-thirds less money. Do you hear that? Two-thirds less money, plus the challenge of generating income in retirement. So don't go anywhere because we'll be right back.
This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-619-1615. That number is 615-619-1615.
You know, when it comes to retirement planning, it's what you don't know that could kill you. If you or your advisor overlook or underestimate one little thing, it could be a huge financial mistake that forces you to go back to work. Well, welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Pete Benson, and my co-host today, Ben Christie, is here. And we are sharing about seven common blind spots that could needlessly steal your hard-earned money away from your retirement dreams. So coming up in this segment, why Kiplinger says sequence of returns risk could be one of the biggest risks that retirees face. So again, think about that. Sequence of returns, sequence of withdrawals. These may be new terms to you, but you need to get to know them if you want to really have a good retirement. So number four, blind spot. How retiring during a downturn in the stock market or bear market could seriously decimate your retirement savings. We call this sequence of returns risk,
Ben. That's right. Sequence of returns risk. So think of it this way. So ask yourself the question, how can an unexpected downturn in the stock market negatively impact your retirement? Quite simply, that is the blind spot that we call sequence of returns risk. It's when you retire during a stock market downturn, because what happens is that there's a combination here. There's just a consequence to this, right? And the combination of stock market losses and your need to withdraw money to pay for retirement, this is what significantly shrinks your nest egg. And again, like Pete said, it could leave you with two-thirds less income for the rest of your life. That's why it's important that you plan for this. So, you know, we look at the given growth of the stock market, Pete. So since 2008, say 2009, when there was the financial crisis and the sequence of returns risk, it's, you know, because the stock market is cyclical, right? Mm. So what this means is the sequence of returns risk is becoming a greater threat to retirees really every day that we're not having that downturn. And as we know, when it comes to the stock market and these cycles, there's so many factors that influence that. You know, you've got the economy, you've got inflation, your exchange rates, and the socioeconomic conditions, you know, this trillions and trillions of dollars of national debt. I mean, all this stuff comes into play.
A lot of money.
Pete, but the good news, because there is good news, folks. This is not all gloom and doom. And we don't ever want you to feel like this is all gloom and doom. The good news is that there are what we call income strategies that are available to you that could prepare you for a bear market or a sequence of returns risk before it happens.
Yeah, so let me use an analogy we've used before, but not for a long time. Bill and Dave. You know, Bill retires in 1990. The stock market does really well the first few years he's retired and through the 90s. And it's amazing how the good years of his first few, 3 to 5 years even, the good years catapulted him to significantly be able to take money out. And guess what? 10 years later, he still had more money than he started with. So his brother Dave retires in the year 2000. And he says, hey, it worked for Bill. I might as well do this too. And so Dave retires, and then the first few years of his retirement, the market fell dramatically in 2001 and 2002. And all of a sudden, he ends up in a situation where 10 years later, he's down to $150,000 from where he started. And it literally, he's got to be a Walmart greeter. And so they both retired with the same amount of money, but because they had different years in those first few. You know, so that can be huge. Here's the question we ask people, Ben, all the time. What are the first 3 to 5 years of your retirement going to be like? And you know what people say? They look at us with this weird look in their eye, and they're like, well, how in the heck would I
know? I don't know.
They're like, do you know? And I'm like, no, I don't know. Yeah. So how would you like to put together a strategy to make sure that no matter if it's good or bad, you're still going to be okay. Yeah. And folks, that's what we're talking about. And has anyone even had that kind of a conversation with you about what kind of planning that does to protect you from that drastic first 2 or 3 years that the market all of a sudden, you know, there could be a pandemic that hits or something like this. I mean, you can't even know or try to predict what it might be. It just might be something significant.
Well, and friends, if I'll state it this way, if you are out there and you fear running out of money in retirement, you're not alone. So don't feel like that you're not the normal. That is the normal. I mean, we see surveys all the time. In fact, there's another one that came out from the street earlier this year. And this was another survey from MarketWatch. And they did a survey of over 3,200 baby boomers. They found that 60%, 6 out of every 10 baby boomers feared running out of money before they died more than they feared death itself. Which makes perfect sense, Pete. But
yeah, and so what we're on here right now, folks, is blind spot number 5, generating income. How do you do that? What should your plan be? How do you position your investments? Generating income in retirement today is more challenging than ever before. I've been doing this for a long time, and wow, I mean, you look at interest rates and CDs and, and fixed annuities and bonds and other things that people typically put at least a portion of their money in for conservative growth in their retirement. You know, the folks, you should have already built your nest egg before you get to retirement. That doesn't mean that you don't still have money in growth and want to make good returns and that kind of thing. But, you know, it's really hard to generate income if all you're going to do is put your money on the sidelines and get 0.5% or 1% or 2%. And inflation's probably 2 to 4%. And probably going to be going up in the next 10 years, over the next 10 years. So, again, investing money, all of your money in the stock market can be risky, but it's also risky putting it all on the sidelines and not earning any return. The good news is, you know, if you're working with the right financial firm, I'm not saying we're the only one, but there are some really attractive options out there that many people don't know about. So if you're not being told about some that I think at least are very attractive and that I position my money in. So, Ben, when you guys kick me to the curb here and I have to start living off my modest nest egg here, then I've got to be able to generate income. You know what? Yeah. And my wife wants to go to the beach only about half as much as I want to. So that means both of us do. And they don't give away places down there to stay even for a week or two. Yeah. So you got to be able to generate income in retirement.
Now, we don't want to oversell this checklist, but it's pretty nice. We've spent a lot of time. We've looked at this thing. We've spent time on this. It is a great checklist, again, that is free. And it could be one of the single most valuable tools that you have available to you in 2021.
I believe that.
And this is something you want to take advantage of because it's going to help equip you to retire successfully. And more importantly, avoid making some mistakes that are all too common out there. So we all only want to retire once, right? We want to get it right. So this is hopefully a checklist that we can put in your hands that can help you get on the right path. So give us a call this morning and request that. The number is 615-821-2000. 615-821-2473. Again, that number, 615-821-2473, 615-821-2473, or visit our website, askbeaconnow.com, where you can go to download it yourself.
Yeah, so coming up next, how the rising cost of healthcare and long-term care could decimate your retirement savings, and why inflation now poses a real threat to the next generation of retirees.
Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Do you feel confident in your retirement plan? Are you ready for a change? Give us a call today at 615-619-1615. We could help you save thousands of dollars in taxes in retirement. 615-619-1615. Deciding to retire will be the biggest financial decision of your lifetime. And I know many of you listening, you truly believe that. But at the same time, you also recognize there's so many moving parts, and there's so many moving parts that most people really realize. And if you or your advisor, if they overlook or they underestimate any one of these little things, it could turn into a financial disaster for you, unfortunately, down the road. Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Ben Christie here with Pete Benson. And today we're having a little bit of fun, and we're talking about seven common blind spots that could, unfortunately and needlessly, steal your retirement. So coming up in our final segment, we're going to talk about why the pandemic could send, unfortunately, your healthcare cost and retirement through the roof. Plus, why inflation, that silent killer inflation, is suddenly a very real threat for the next generation of retirees. Pete, but before we dig into those very exciting topics this morning, I know you are hosting a free retirement education lunch and learn in the Beacon Learning Center here in Cool Springs coming up soon, March 23rd and 25th, where you're going to be talking about some pretty special things.
Yeah, really. And folks, you've been listening to us on the radio maybe for many, many years. How about coming in, shaking our hands, getting to meet you face to face? Speaking of face to face, you know, everybody likes this face right
that here. That good mustache right there.
But seriously, folks, it's this Tuesday, the 23rd, Thursday, the 25th, 11:30, right here in our office. You can leave your checkbook home. Nobody's going to try to sell you anything. But what we are going to talk about is some things that I know you're interested in. The new administration, what's that going to mean to your portfolio? Where do we see the market going? What about taxes? What are some good planning strategies that we could implement? So March the 23rd or the 25th, when you call into the number today, just tell them you would like to have one of those seats, because seating is limited because we have to space people out a bit.
Yeah.
And we're going to take extra precaution due to COVID. And so just be aware of that. But come on in, and we have a safe environment here. We look forward to meeting you. It's a free retirement planning lunch and learn, Tuesday, March 23rd, Thursday, March 25th, 11:30.
Yeah. Good time. Yeah, it's, can't beat this. Good
615. Oh, I forgot to give them the number.
Let's give them the number.
615-619-1615. Because if you're planning to come to that, you can turn us off for the rest of the radio show.
That's right.
All you need to do is call that number and then go fishing.
Yeah,
okay. 615-619-1615. But if you're not coming in, you don't want to miss this last segment.
That's right. Because we're talking about blind spot number six, which is the rising cost of healthcare and Medicare. And I think it is a very real threat out there.
Huge,
and I know many of you are starting to see that if you're not already living that because of aging parents and seeing the cost of that. You know, Pete, we've been through certainly an unusual year in 2020. And it's sad because healthcare costs were already soaring before, you know, the COVID-related cost estimates have emerged. And so even here's some stats for you, folks. According to Fidelity, a 65-year-old couple who retired last year could expect to spend $295,000 in healthcare, almost $300,000 on healthcare and, of course, medical expenses throughout their retirement, right? But with the new healthcare cost estimates related to the pandemic, well, the costs are going even higher. And That's just, we're not on a good trend line right here.
Yeah, and so you have to be prepared. That's the Fidelity source, but what about the Forbes source? Tells us that a married couple 65, there's a 75% probability that at least one spouse will live to be age 88 or longer. And the longer you live, the soaring costs of long-term care and other healthcare-related costs can really cause significant financial risk to your retirement savings. And according to Forbes again, 10,000 baby boomers will turn 65 on a daily basis. And guess what, Ben? This is not good news. Seven out of 10 of those boomers will require some type of long-term care. It could be home care, assisted living, in the nursing home. It could be 2 weeks. It could be for 5 years or longer. But having a plan for that, because the cost of long-term care in 1 year in some places can be $100,000 to $150,000 to $200,000, and Medicare doesn't cover long-term care, and a lot of people don't know that. They're like, oh really, I paid into this Medicare, I thought they were paying for my long-term care. Nope, they don't. So you've got to have a plan, and if you don't really have a plan per se, your plan is to self-pay. Yeah. So everyone has a plan. Is it a good plan or not? And for some people, that's the only option. But guess what? There's a lot more to do out there that are palatable options that really are intriguing and cost-effective that really can protect your entire nest egg.
Well, and friends, folks out there, hear our heartfelt plea here. This is very, very sincere here. When we say, you don't have to come see us, but go see someone, because this is a big deal, and you want to make sure you've got a plan. I mean, and if you're hesitating, go talk with someone who's dealing with this right now with an aging parent. This is not pretty. You want to make sure you got a plan so you have some confidence there.
Yeah, and we're running out of time, but blind spot number 7, inflation. Just this week, I had several people ask about this. Pete, what's going to happen? Yeah. Interest rates.
Oil's going
about
up.
Going up. What's going to happen? Inflation. Well, it's coming, folks, but do you have a plan for it? We're about running out of time as far as really, but if you give us a call and you speak to one of the advisors, they will certainly speak to that, because you need to have a plan to combat inflation. Think of it over your retirement that could be 20 to 25 years.
Well, especially your fixed income, and then you've got inflation coming. I mean, that's why they call it the silent killer. So this morning, we've been talking about blind spots in retirement. We've covered 7 common blind spots. And of course, one of the answers is growing your retirement savings. We all know that. That's a goal, right? But as we talked about that, we know it's more challenging. It's more challenging today than probably it's ever been. And you may not realize it, but one of the fastest ways that you can grow your retirement savings, grow your nest egg, is by reducing your taxes on retirement. Makes sense. And that's why we want to offer you a special offer for our listeners today that we call the Retirement Tax Analysis, Pete.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to make you that special offer. It's free. It's a tax analysis. It could add $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 of income to your retirement income every year. Let me explain how it works. We get some basic information from you. We determine the tax saving strategies that we feel are best suited for your specific situation. And then we sit down, we go over those with you to see if they make sense to you, so that you know exactly how much money you might save if you implement some of these strategies. And it could be thousands, it could be tens of thousands of dollars, Ben.
Money, worthwhile. And after all, again, the less money you pay to the IRS is more money that you get to keep in your pocket. And that's really what this is about. And again, this customized analysis, it's free. There's no obligation. There's no strings attached. And we're offering this today to our loyal listeners who are listening to the show today. Now, we typically work with families who have $500,000 to $7 million. But for the purpose of this offer this morning, if you've saved $250,000, call this morning to schedule your free retirement tax analysis. The number 615-619-1615. You do have a short window of opportunity here to take advantage. We don't know how long that window is going to be open, so you want to take advantage of these defensive tax planning strategies and get some confidence. Make sure that you're taking advantage of these to keep more money in your pocket where it needs to stay. So give us a call this morning, 615-619-1615. Again, that number, 615-619-1615.
Well, our time is up. Thanks for joining us today. Remember, information is good, but implementation, doing something with it, is even better. We hope you've had as much fun listening as we did sharing our thoughts. Feel free to call us anytime during the week. We're here, 615-619-1615. See the many ways that we might be able to help you and your family answer some questions and so on. Maybe even reserve that seat at that upcoming Lunch and Learn this week on March the 23rd or 25th. The number again, 615-619-1615.
Or you can always visit us online. That's beaconcm.com. Beacon, C as in cat, M as in Mary.com, where you can get some great free resources you can download, like the Ultimate Retirement Planning Checklist we talked about earlier in the show. Or you can always learn more about developing a truly comprehensive retirement game plan. Well, until next week, I'm Ben Christie here with Pete Benson from Beacon Capital Management. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. And always remember that peace of mind in retirement requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered through Beacon Capital Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Beacon Capital Management is not affiliated with any other entity referenced in this broadcast. This is for general information only and is not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of that carrier. This radio show is a paid placement.